I find that our two readings today, from the prophet Ezekiel and from the Gospel of John, I find they actually speak to each other. Ezekiel describes what it means for God to be among us, and what it means for us to have a God. "I will be your God," God says to us. And then in the Gospel, John describes what actually happens when God is among us, what happens, how we react when God is really there for us. And here it gets very messy. We see we don't react as we might piously think we should. Some are threatened by God's presence, not drawn to it at all. And some, like Caiaphas, seek to use that presence as a means to get outcomes they think good for themselves. At the end of the gospel reading, we are left with a question. Is Jesus going to show up at all? In both readings, we are talking about presence, God's presence, Jesus' presence to us. And both readings invite us not so much to think about presence, to think about God's presence. Rather, they invite us to actually become present to God's presence, to become present to Jesus' presence. That's so much more than thinking or musing about presence. Becoming present to presence involves letting ourselves experience who, what is already there, there in us, there around us and about us, there for us. Becoming present feels like finding, like meeting or encountering. In our Christian tradition, we call that becoming present to God's presence contemplation. We can also call it simply prayer. Not in the sense of saying prayers, but in the sense of becoming prayerful. We are about to enter the most solemn week in the Christian calendar, Holy Week. And quite properly, today's readings invite us, call us, even challenge us to become prayerful, contemplative people as we enter this very special time. In the selection of readings, in the composition of prayers for Holy Week, the Church really does make an effort to enable and enrich our prayer. We're offered a rich treasury of words and images to feed our prayer. Now, you know that we will not be gathering together for our customary Holy Week liturgies, and we will miss that for sure. But nonetheless, we can pray. We can contemplate. We can become present to the God who reveals us to ourselves, who reveals us to ourselves as where God is already present. True and deep Christian prayer always, always brings us to the point where we recognize that our prayer is God's work in us, even more than it is our work. Our prayer is the divine presence of the living God. In deep contemplative prayer, we enter into God's presence to God's own self. Now, for all of us, that will be uncharted, unknown territory. But God's own Spirit will be there with us to help us to warm up to where we find ourselves. To end on a practical note, I recommend that you spend time with the collect or opening prayers of the main Holy Week celebrations. Read, sit with, warm up to the words and images of these prayers on Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, and Easter Sunday. The Church here is really at her best as a mother feeding her children. Let us become what today's collect prayer names us to be, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people called to eternal life. And so be it in God's good grace. Amen.